When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Hear it anytime, anywhere around the country and the world on your Sports DT app in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store, and of course, always on WakeUpCallDT.com. On the show right now, someone that not only do I feel privileged to have watched play football, but someone that I'm privileged to call a friend, somebody that I truly have enjoyed their company, and someone who has respected me, which means a lot to me because, you know, I talk to people all the time in this business, and it's good to meet the good ones and have those people always reach back out, and I really appreciate having Jerome Smith on the show again, and with Atlanta this time, the Atlanta Falcons pick him up as an undrafted free agent. He gets his opportunity right after the draft had come to a conclusion, and I'm happy to have him back on the show as he continues to chase his dream. Jerome, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How you been?
I've been very well, and Jerome, first and foremost, I talked with Marquise Spruill about the fact that he likes to fish. So he brought his lure and all this fishing equipment with him down to Atlanta. Is there anything you brought to Atlanta that people may not think of you when they know? I mean, Marquise, I don't know if a lot of football players are bringing fishing equipment. Is there anything that you brought to rookie minicamp that maybe would make you stand out?
My PS4. I brought my PS4. Felt like I could do a lot of things with my PS4. I'm a video game head. I love being in the house playing video games, so it kind of keeps me out of some trouble and keeps me out from being outside a little bit. Marquise is more of a nature guy. He loves animals. He loves fishing. He loves walking around with no shoes on at that. So Keith is kind of an outside type of guy.
Now, have you ever pictured Marquise Spruill at the end of his NFL career being on Animal Planet and having his own show?
I can picture that. He actually has like a hat that we call the safari hat, and he always wears it. And I mean, that's just something about Marquise. He always enjoys the animals, and he has a dog that I've become close with, and I don't even like dogs like that. But I mean, yeah, that's Keith, man. He's a very caring guy when it comes to nature, though.
As far as his dog, I mean, we talked about the fact that he had a pretty unnatural safari when he had his time at Syracuse. Has any of that followed him down to Atlanta?
No, it has not followed him to Atlanta. And hopefully he has talked to me about when I drive back down here, when we come back down for training camp, could we bring the snake with us? And I told him no.
Now, as far as someone having a snake in the room, Marquise, for those who don't know, has had a snake, at least one at times, that will hang from the ceiling, kind of just goes wherever he wants to go. Have you ever been in Marquise's home and had the snake sneak up on you at some point?
No, I try to stay away from Marquise's house. I call it the zoo, so I try to stay away. It's snapping turtles in there. It's dogs. There's, I mean, you know he likes to fish, so it's probably some fish in there. So I kind of stay away from Keith's house.
Now with the fact that if you end up staying down in Atlanta, you and Marquise had talked about living together. What are your rules for Dr. Doolittle if you are to live in his house?
The dog is cool. Snapping turtle is cool. Just keep everything in his room. If he does bring a snake down here, the snake just can't roam around like usual. He has to put like a chain or something over top of the cage.
Now, with you, you have, obviously we talk about Marquise and some different things that he does. You said you bring down your PS4. That's your difference for you, that had to come down with your clothes and you know, all your shoes, everything that you need to be ready to play football. You bring down the PS4. What games are you playing? If I told you you could only bring three games with you down to Atlanta, what are those three games?
Man, that makes it easy. I only play two games. I only play 2K and Madden, so three games is a plus.
Now, with 2K, let's start there. what team are you when you play 2K, and how is your record so far, honestly?
I'm usually playing with the Lakers, but since Kobe was hurt, I think it's a disadvantage if I play with them against anybody else. So, I mean, I'll pretty much play with anybody as long as somebody matches up well. I'll match up with anybody. I'll play with anybody, though.
Record-wise, how are you doing against some of your football counterparts so far?
In Syracuse, I think I beat a lot of people. I think I beat a lot of people and didn't really lose a lot of games. Down here, I'm probably 3-3. I lost the overtime game last night, man. It was killer, too. I lost the overtime game with the Pacers. And I got a teammate that's actually a wide receiver from Boise State, and he beat me by, 3 points. But, man, I've been going back and forth. It's been good games.
Now, you said you're 3-3. Are those games against one guy? Is it against this guy from Boise State?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's against the guy from Boise. I haven't played against anybody else yet. He lives, right down the hall from me. His hotel room's right down the hall. So every now and then we'll come meet up with each other and play.
Now, what receiver, to share with everybody here so they know who's going out for 2K here, obviously making you a 500 guy so far. Who is this wide receiver that came out of Boise State that's been spending this time?
His name's Geraldo Bolgelin. He's a receiver from Boise. He was born and raised in Amsterdam, so he's a pretty cool, different guy.
And then on the other side of it, Madden, which is a game that you and I have yet to face each other in, and as much as you're one of my guys here, I truly believe that if you and I went head to head, I think it would be an interesting game. Might go to overtime, is what I have to say on my side of this. But when people play you in Madden, what team are you there, and how much experience have you gotten down in Atlanta with that game so far?
I played one game of Madden down here, and I won 35-7. My experiences in Madden, I'm really, really good. Really, really good at Madden. I'm not going to lie, I don't think you stand a chance.
Now, what team are, as far as when you get a choice, I know you're a Cowboys fan. Are you the Cowboys all the time, or is it somebody else?
I like playing with the Arizona Cardinals. I like playing with the Cardinals. I like playing with the... I just like playing with the Cardinals right now. I got a little thing for the Cardinals. I think Patrick Peterson is my number one corner. I play with them.
So, have you taken some time to go into the customize a player area and make one Jerome Smith and put him on a team? Have you done that yet, or is that something that you waited to do?
I haven't had a chance to. Well, I mean, it's coming. Got a couple months, and the new Madden will be out, and I'll be a Falcon, and I'll be on that. I get a chance to play.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. The Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank
Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway, 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, the food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Borio's prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, they're with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is a type of company that I like having with Danzatora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face every single time you go in there. The owners are somewhere helping out Borio's to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Borio's Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Danzatora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Borio's through Danzatora Broadcast Media. Stay close to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at CallDT. That's CALLDT to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Borio's at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake. Back on the line with Jerome Smith, formerly of the Syracuse Orange, running back with over 1,000 yards in a season, as well as so much more. Jerome Smith looking to continue his success in the NFL.
Now, I want to go into that because, like you said, a couple months and you'll be a Falcon. I know that you're somebody who has obviously had a lot of confidence in your game, and rightly so, because of the effort that you put in and how far I feel that, you know, you have come with different things you've done. You've been a 1,000-yard rushing back in a season. You've gotten multiple touchdowns in a season. You've increased your speed and shown some other things that you can do during your time at Syracuse. What would you say after minicamp now, from rookie minicamp, what did you take away the most from that as far as what you learned from them? I mean, did you really, you know, as far as what you learned, what was that?
I felt like, I mean, if you could time it and learn the plays and everything, you play faster. Once you know what you're doing, you can play faster when you're not thinking about, is this the right route or is this the guy I'm protecting on? I mean, I feel like that's the separation. I feel like running the ball, I mean, we're all brought here so we can run the ball. But I feel like playing and being able to play fast because you know what you're doing is going to change it, make the difference in different players.
Now, when you say, you know, once you get to know everything, you can play faster, and that's what makes a difference. When you have taken this Atlanta Falcons playbook and looked it over and had to learn the plays here, how, you know, when you look at your learning ability, what is your intake? Do you consider yourself a fast learner? Has this been something that's taken a little bit more time for you as opposed to, you know, learning the playbook at Syracuse? What would you say about, you know, learning this Atlanta Falcons playbook?
Oh, man, I mean, I feel like any time you have a really good quarterback, it gives room for a big playbook and it gives room for a lot of knowledge to be gained from everything. So I feel like right now I think I'm ahead of the learning curve as far as where I should be. I mean, like I said, if you put a little bit of extra time in, and I mean, instead of playing video games for an extra hour, study for an extra hour. I feel like I get a little bit more out of it. So it's all about the time you put into it.
You had made mention of the fact, you know, if you spend a little bit less time, you know, doing something that's, you know, more leisure, like playing a video game. I know you and I talked about playing, you know, the video games that you brought your PS4 down, but I don't want anybody listening to misunderstand your work ethic. This is something that I know you take very seriously. And describe your work ethic. How would you define Jerome Smith in and out of the field? You know, when you're on the field and at the same time when you're in the classroom.
Oh, man, I mean, I've been a hard worker my whole life, man. I mean, like I always tell people, I'm from Delaware. You never really given things. You kind of got to work harder than everybody else. That's what kind of puts you above the bar. I mean, even Coach Schaefer, in a few of his interviews, he's always called me self-made because of the hard work and the time I put in the thing. Man, I mean, I've been in this situation before. I've been a freshman at Syracuse before, and overcame some things and became a starter. So I think, man, for me, it's just to work hard and stay in my lane, and everything will plan out and pay off.
Jason Snelling deciding to retire, Steven Jackson being with the Atlanta Falcons, and outside of that, a fullback on the Falcons, but the rest of it kind of open here to the rookies. How do you view the Atlanta Falcons backfield so far from your time with the fellow rookies and looking at the depth chart in general? How are you seeing things in this moment?
Well, it's a lot of talent. It's a lot of talent in the backfield. I mean, with the first three guys, with Anton Smith and Jacquizz Rodgers and Steven Jackson, there's loads of, you know, knowledge and knowledge of the game that you can just soak up from those guys. And with Devontae, I mean, he's a great running back, change of pace, he's a national champion. I mean, there's loads of talent in that room. We got a guy named Josh Vaughn. He's actually played fullback and running back, so it's a lot of talent when you can do those type of things. When a guy can play running back and fullback, he has to be really talented. And like I said, knowledgeable. You got to be able to know the FN, the H, and I think those type of things that would take people overboard. So it's a lot of talent, a lot of competition in that room, and I'm ready for it.
When you look at that room so far, like you said, you could soak up things from other players that are in the backfield in Atlanta. What do you feel you bring to the running back room in Atlanta right now?
More of my size, because of my size and physicality. I know that Steven's getting older. I know that, you know, time is starting to tick for him because he's getting older, and I'll be able to fill some of his voice for size and with weight and height and everything. So it should be fun.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisisIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisisIG Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisisIG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com. Get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's DreiSig Apparel at DreiSigApparel.com, DreiSSIG Apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreiSigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreiSigApparel.com, DreiSSIG Apparel.com. Also, FanHands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors always in stock on FanHands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. FanHands.com, the universal language of a fan, is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with fan hands, found at fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself. Get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me. And I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see when I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle, not to dread having to drive home, not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car, and I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences, and I've had the not-so-great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com. Back on the line with Jerome Smith, formerly of the Syracuse Orange, running back with over 1,000 yards in a season, as well as so much more. Jerome Smith looking to continue his success in the NFL.
Now, I know that one of the things that you've been doing at rookie minicamp was not only running the ball but catching the ball. This is something that you were critiqued for before, you know, when you were at Syracuse, maybe through the draft. You've been through the criticism. You've used it to your advantage. How do you feel you've responded as far as receiving the ball while in Atlanta so far?
I think I've done really well, actually. I knew going into coming down here, it's the NFL, man. Nobody's going to just let you run the ball on first and second down and take you out of the game on third. I felt like to make yourself more valuable, you got to be able to do more things. So down here, I mean, they let me run plays out of the slot. They'll make me, you know, run different routes and won't, you know, limit me to some of the things that, I mean, Syracuse limited me to. So it's been good.
When you look at the whole volume of work so far that you've gotten coming out of rookie minicamp, what can you say all in all about Atlanta and the offense that you've been learning so far?
It's an offense that has a lot of capabilities to make big plays. I mean, we got two of the best receivers in the game, one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Drafted a really good tackle, and like I said, the running back room's filled with talent. So, man, the offense, I think they'll be straight this year. It's a good offense.
Looking at that offense, like you had made mention, the fact that there's two guys that Matt Ryan could obviously go out there and trust to handle the game. So, when you have Julio Jones and Roddy White as wide receivers and you got a quarterback like Matt Ryan, is this really one of the best positions you could be in then as a running back, knowing that this team relies a lot on their passing game, which obviously can open up the run, and you know that very well from having your time with Ryan Nassib and even some of the moments with Terrell Hunt. So is this Atlanta opportunity really a good fit for you when you look at how this offense was set up even before you got there?
Yeah, man, but I know, man, any opportunity is good, whether it's Atlanta or whether it's New Orleans or New England or anywhere. Anywhere you get an opportunity to, this man is big and you just got to make the best of it.
Now, when you look at back at the draft, you and I saw each other that Saturday. I was there for graduation, and Atlanta had made mention to you before everything went down that they might come after you in free agency. Did the draft go the way that you had originally kind of felt it would go with teams, or was this a shock to you that the day went through on Saturday, the final day of the draft, the seventh round ended, and then you got the phone call right after? I mean, was that something that you thought was a big possibility, or was that more of a shock to you how things kind of handled themselves on that Saturday?
I wouldn't say it was a shock, but, I mean, I definitely had it on my mind that if it happened, just be ready to go to work wherever it is and, you know, put yourself in the best situation out for you. I felt like Atlanta would be the best situation. I mean, what happened, and I just got to prove a whole bunch of teams wrong.
When you look at those teams, who were the ones that were on your mind on that final day of the draft when you were waiting to hear your name called? Which teams did you think you were potentially going to?
All of them. You couldn't tell me that every team didn't need a running back that did what I did. And I sat around and I waited. I saw some people's names called. I seen a lot of good players' names getting called. So, I mean, I knew I was an underclassman. I knew the risk I was taking. I mean, people might have thought that I should have came back for another year, but that was behind me. I already know what I got to do. I mean, like I said, I've been here before. I've been the fifth string on the depth chart behind some really good running backs. And as time pans out, I'll continue to do what I do and, you know, work hard and keep doing my best. And like I said, if it doesn't work out here in Atlanta, it will work out.
When you go through this whole process and it all comes to an end and you knew that you had that other year of eligibility, is that something that was on your mind at all? Did you ever think, hey, I made the wrong decision? Or in your heart and in your mind, did you know I did what was best for me?
Yeah, I did what's best for me, my family. I mean, I graduated. I got 2,000 yards. I got 26 straight starts. I mean, I couldn't ask for more. I think I made the right decision. I'm good with it.
In that moment with your family on graduation day, yes, you had to wait a little bit longer to figure out what team you were going to, but not just that, on that Saturday, it was walking across that stage, getting your hospitality degree, having your family there. What did that all mean to you? I mean, even though you went in and you're sitting there waiting to go across the stage and you hadn't heard your name yet and no phone call from a team, did that take away from anything of that day and that moment that you had where you got to hold your degree up in front of your family?
I don't think so, man. That would've been selfish of me to, you know, take that moment away from my family who traveled 4 hours to come see me do that. Be selfish, you know, all the hard work, my tutors and not put in over the 4 years and the different academic coordinators. That'd be selfish of me to, you know, just limited to that one situation or that 5 hours on that Saturday that my name didn't get called. I mean, it definitely would have felt a lot better to have 2-1, but, you know, I got the phone call that I needed, and it's just the opportunity. You just make the best of it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. So when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town,
or a groom that's coming into town. Maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. Back on the line with Jerome Smith, formerly of the Syracuse Orange, running back with over 1,000 yards in a season, as well as so much more. Jerome Smith looking to continue his success in the NFL. Making it through rookie minicamp, Jerome, now that you're through phase one and you're on to phase two, even though I know that you're focused on what's in front of you and not on what's behind you, are you proud of yourself in this moment to know that you've stuck around in Atlanta, you're still here? I mean, can you take a moment to appreciate that, or is it just complete focus on what's in front of you? How do you kind of handle this unique type of situation for you in this moment?
You count your blessings, because it's a whole bunch of people out there who would love to be in this situation and who would die just for opportunity. And you just count your blessings and, hey, man, it's going to happen. It won't happen today. It won't happen tomorrow. Just take it a day at a time. You'll get through it.
You've always told me it's going to happen. You told me when the draft ended, I'll call you in a half an hour and tell you what team I'm going to. You've always had that confidence. Where has that confidence come from growing up and getting to where you are right now? What would you say has built the confidence inside of you to be the way that you are?
Man, you just know when you know. Like, I mean, you know the hard work you put in. You know you've been here before. I've been underdog before. It's different when you're a five star and you don't know what happened and how did this happen and how did I go undrafted. But you're a two star guy from Delaware who made it to Syracuse, who probably most people don't think I should have been there. You become a starter at Syracuse, you get 1,000 yards your first year. You go get 900 yards your second year, 13 touchdowns. Man, you've been here before. It's an underdog story. It makes the story good in the end, and I'm okay with that.
With that story that you have, you've talked about your blessings, you've talked about God, you've talked about having a faith in yourself. Where did all that faith come from? How did it all start for you that you've built this faith that obviously, and I can agree with you, is very important to have in your life?
I would say my mom, my high school coaching staff and my mom, they really did a big part with the whole just believing and everything will take care of itself. My mom, man, she's the best. Anytime I text her and I let her know I'm upset, because, I mean, it's human nature to still be upset about it and say, what if this would have happened? But, I mean, she brings me back down to earth and lets me know, I mean, it's millions of people who want the opportunity, and you're part of that, you know, 1% who actually get the shot.
Can you see your future success in your mom's eyes?
Yeah, she knows it's coming. She knows, she believes in me, and she believes in me. She always tells me to speak things into existence. So we know what's going to happen. I mean, like I said, whether it's Atlanta or whether it's Philly or New England or Oakland or wherever, it's going to happen. I mean, I told you, I'll call you in 30 minutes to tell you where I was going. I mean, I knew it would happen. I just had to wait and figure it out.
The hay is never in the barn. The hay wasn't in the barn when you were waiting in high school. The hay wasn't in the barn when you were at the bottom of the depth chart. The hay wasn't in the barn when you got the starting job and people questioned you. The hay wasn't in the barn when you went undrafted. So the hay is never, ever in the barn, but you always go and get it. talk to me about that statement, because the statement, the hay is never in the barn, is something that has followed you and will continue to follow you. So let's define it right here and now, that how you see it and how you chose to make that your mission statement.
I feel like the hay is never in the barn. You just got to get up and work every day. I mean, whether you're at the bottom of the death trap, that makes it easy to get up and work. You know what I'm saying? That's easy to get up and try to push yourself up. I mean, then when you're the big dog, when you're the starter, let's see how you handle success now. Let's see if you still wake up a little bit earlier to look over your playbook. See if you still get up a little earlier to get in the weight room. See if you still work as hard and detail your work like you did as a younger guy. But those are the things of waking up and saying, hey, it's never in the bar. When you're the big dog and you're the starter, you're still doing the things that got you better. You're still getting better. You're still working on your craft. That's what the good ones do. The really good ones work on their craft.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you. Make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. On the line in this special opportunity through Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, you're listening to running back Deltron Sands out of St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in the 2015 incoming class for college football. Before we head back to the line to Deltron, I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show, located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University. It's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream, that phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt. Is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist
for the wake-up call Sunday. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the wake-up call Sunday in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the flying saucers, to Cookie Puss and all the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me, and coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Totoro broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now. 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings, or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreisigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreisigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreisigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreisigLady.com. Head there now. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. Back on the line with Jerome Smith, formerly of the Syracuse Orange, running back with over 1,000 yards in a season, as well as so much more. Jerome Smith looking to continue his success in the NFL.
Before I let you go, Jerome, you and I have talked about defining ourselves and who we are and what teams are getting when they get you. And I want to look at that right now. Now that you've been through minicamp, you've been through the draft, you've been a college football player, how would you define Jerome Smith if I'm sitting down with you right now and I have an opportunity to take a contract, put it over to you, and say, you know what? I'm going to keep you here. You're going to be on my team. You're going to be on my 53-man roster. What do I need to know about you before you sign on that dotted line?
I'm self-made. I've been here before. It's simple, man. It's just do your job. You'll be all right. I'm good. I'm just do my job. I take care of what I take care of. I work harder. I work as hard as I always work. Maybe a little bit harder now that the people are a little bit better in this game. You'll be fine, man. I'll be fine. I'm good.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for you, and I know that you know that. And I also know that you're going to go out and see Spider-Man for me and show me a little bit of love on that side.
Yeah, man, and if I don't get to see you before the season starts or anything, I'll be up there. Man, the Falcons have off the week Syracuse plays NC State in the Dome. Man, Keith will be there. I'll be there.
Well, I can't wait for the opportunity to be back around you and get to spend some time with you and Marquise again. And if everything goes with Atlanta, then I will be down in Atlanta to watch a game this season. You have my word on that as well.
Yeah, man, anytime, bro.
Well, I appreciate it, as always, Jerome, and I know that we'll be keeping in touch. I know that you've got Phase 2 and Phase 3 and everything else to come from here, but no matter what happens, you know you got my support, and I look forward to getting you back on the line again, and of course, I know we'll be talking. So I know saying thank you is an understatement, but let me just say it anyways. Thank you, and I appreciate your support.
No problem, bro. Appreciate you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.